Well, good morning and welcome to another daily Bible reading, reflection and prayer in the book of Genesis. Today we're in Genesis chapter 13. We're continuing the journey of Abram and his nephew Lot. And we are in verse 10 of chapter 13. Let's read that now. Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. So the two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. Well, it's interesting, isn't it, the differences between the choices that are made by Abram and Lot in this episode, in this chapter. For Lot, unlike Abram, it seems, though, he is making his decision about where he will live based on its immediate appeal, what he can see. And he doesn't seem to give much regard to the promises of God, nor does he give much regard to the seemingly morally bankrupt cities that are around him and the influence that that will have. Well, for today, as we look at this passage, it's worth reflecting on the ways that we might be tempted to make our life choices just based on what we can see straight in front of us without regarding the promises that God has already made to us and without regarding any of the risks and the vulnerability we might put ourselves in with the people that we surround us or the things that we surround ourselves with that seem to take us away from our Lord Jesus. Why don't we pray that God will help us in that way today? Father, there are so many things in this world that I find myself instinctively drawn towards. I make decisions every day without a second's thought to the bigger promises you make to me in Jesus. I make decisions every day that don't take seriously the fact that I am surrounding myself with things that are pulling me away from trusting in you. I pray that today by your Spirit you will alert me to these things. Turn my heart towards trusting you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.